or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Thursday, 9/11/2025 edition. 24 years ago today, America was changed. Yesterday, America was changed. Things are happening in our world that requires us to be involved. When I reached out to have Brian on the show because he had texted me that flyer, I read the flyer. I totally did not understand who this Robert Lugerai, or however the heck you say his name. I read it and I can't say it. Lugerai. There you go. Lugerai. 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 I didn't even know who he was. His name was on the flyer for Congress. And I'm like, wait a minute. John James is Brian Pennebaker's congressman. But John James, for selfish reasons, is wanting to run for governor, doesn't have a snowball chance in heck of being the nominee, but yet he's doing it. He's going to lose again for the third time and lose his seat in Washington. And honestly, this assistant prosecutor sounds like the perfect candidate. MAGA, loves Trump, loves Make America Great Again, young man, never been elected to office before at the congressional level, even at the state level. He works as an assistant prosecutor. He was an elected prosecutor in Macomb County. Peter Lucido was, former state rep and state senator, now the prosecutor for Macomb County. He hired Robert to be his assistant prosecutor, Lugerai. Now the guy is getting signatures to be on the ballot, raising money. This guy's going to have $500,000 in his first quarter of fundraising. This is phenomenal. This is a dream candidate. And if Brian Pennebaker has personally endorsed him, I endorse him. I don't know what other Republicans are in the race, but frankly, I don't care. At this point, if Brian's in, I'm in. It's that simple. And the thing of it is, that's so interesting about this, I had no idea. Brian didn't even tell me about this planned Oval Office photo opportunity that Trump's campaign guy promised him, and the auto workers for Trump guys that have worked their butts off to get Donald Trump some union votes. Well, it just came to me. I heard the Mike Lindell MyPillow commercial, and I thought, Pat Kobach knows Brian Pennebaker. Pat Kobach has been at some of the auto workers for Trump rallies in Macomb County with us. Back in 2016, we were there together. Well, I'm going to reach out to Pat after the show. I'm going to make sure he hooks up with Brian, and I'm going to make sure this happens. But do you see, folks? It all comes from an event in our lives where I got to meet Mike Huckabee back in January of 2008. Led to me being part of his presidential campaign that year for president. I'm in his book, Do the Right Thing. Go to your library, find a used copy on Amazon. My email to his presidential campaign is in the book, word for word. I had to sign a disclaimer giving him ownership of my email, and he put it in his book. word for word, copy and pasted it right into the book. If you get the hard cover copy, I'm on pages 165 through 168 of Do the Right Thing by Mike Huckabee. My picture is in the book. When we were passing out magnetic truck signs across the country, Trucks for Huck, Mike Huckabee for president. Well, fast forward to 2016. I think it was at the Novi Showcase Center where Brian got his picture taken with Trump and said very simply, Mr. Trump, we have the keys to the White House in Macomb County. 2016, Brian Pannebaker and his auto workers for Trump gave Trump a huge victory over Hillary Clinton in his Reagan Democrat Macomb County. He won Hillary, beat Hillary by only 10,708 votes. In Macomb County, he won by over 50,000. That margin of victory in Macomb County gave Donald Trump Michigan's election in 2016. Just an auto worker, high-low driver, actually. He worked for Chrysler early on and switched to Ford. Absolutely a true patriot. What can you do? Like what has Brian has done, what I have done in the past. What can you do going forward towards next year's election? Are there young people that you know of, certain groups of young kids? Whether it's a shooter club or whatever they're into, can you get me in front of that group? Can you get me to talk to those kids, high schoolers, college kids? I made a decision last night before I went to bed. I'm going to do everything I can to be an absolute advocate for Charlie Kirk. I'm going to step up in northern Michigan, and I'm going to talk to groups of young people. Now, of course, I'm not 31 years old like Charlie was. I'm not going to be able to relate to college kids like he was. But I am going to take a personal interest in talking to kids about being a conservative patriot, holding politicians accountable, how you can get involved in campaigns and write your own story. Didn't even get a chance to talk to Brian about his book. Totally forgot about that. We'll have him on again. But again, text me Brian, B-R-I-A-N, and I'll send you this flyer. Forward it to people you know down in southeastern Michigan, please. If you know anybody that lives in Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, especially if they live in the 10th Congressional District, mostly the heart of Macomb County, Sterling Heights, Shelby, Warren, East Detroit, St. Clair Shores, if you know anybody in those areas, would you please text me, Brian, and then form this flyer, forward it to them and ask them to share it with others. Robert Lugeri needs to be the next congressman from the 10th Congressional District. John James did not have any hand-picked candidate ready to step in, and if he did, frankly, not going to support him. I'm going to support Robert. And we need your help. We need to get this information out there. We need people to show up, to meet Brian, to get signs, to get this campaign rolling. Let's help get him Donald Trump's endorsement, and let's make him the next congressman in the 10th Congressional District. Because I can tell you something about Brian. He will always have a direct communication with this congressman in Washington. And as a result of you, our radio family, knowing Brian through me, you are going to have a congressman from the 10th Congressional District. We are going to have a direct direct communication with a congressman in Washington, D.C. if we help get him to win this seat. Now, you've been hearing the commercials. He'll be on the show tomorrow, Friday. Justin Michael is primary challenging incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman next August. We're going to talk to Justin tomorrow on the show. Find out how things are going with the campaign, where he's going to be. He's been all over the place already. He's been in the northern, western part of the UP. He's been going to events all around the 1st District. We've got to get his name out there and absolutely get a debate between Congressman Jack Bergman and Justin Michael. If Jack won't debate him, it's because he's afraid of him. That's simple. It's not that he has nothing to lose. It's that he's scared to debate. He does not want to debate an Army veteran, combat veteran. We are going to absolutely get behind Justin Michael and absolutely demand a debate and demand it soon. Actually, a couple of debates. I'd love to see a couple in the UP and a couple below the bridge, Traverse City. We'll do one over in Gaylord at the Iron Pig Pavilion. Next spring, prior to the August 4th primary. Yeah, well, it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it's because Congressman Bergman's afraid to debate Justin Michael. We're not going to stop people. And we're definitely not going to let Turning Point USA die just because Charlie Kirk died yesterday in Utah. I'm emboldened. But the Democrats and the legacy media caused to happen, they are responsible for Charlie Kirk's death. And we are not going to let people forget it. So, going to continue fighting the good fight. Got to admit, I was really down last night. But I got good night's sleep and woke up and God said, don't give up. Don't stop. We have to keep fighting the good fight. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress. This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. You've heard the new commercial that we're running as a public service announcement for Ask My Tax. This is a signature petition drive led by citizens being done by volunteers. No money is being paid to professional signature gatherers. 600,000 signatures need to be obtained here within the next month. It will be shut down sometime in October. We need to raise money to get this commercial on radio stations across the state of Michigan, not just our station as a public service announcement, but on other radio stations which want to charge for the airing of this commercial. They don't understand that if we put this on the ballot and it passes and we change our state constitution and we eliminate property taxes, every single one of these radio stations either own buildings or they rent them, would be able to save thousands of dollars a year in not paying property taxes, but they don't get that. They're only in it for the revenue. Well, we're doing it as a public service because we believe in this effort. We believe in Carla Wagner. She's even willing to run for governor on this issue. So if you could please help us out, I'd greatly appreciate it. Text me AX. I'll send you a link to the website, axmytax.org, and I will send you a YouTube video I made of the 30-second radio commercial. You can have it in your phone as a text message. You can forward it to people. Listen to this radio commercial. Go to the website, axmytax.org, click on volunteer. Have Carla mail you one petition sheet. You and your wife sign it. You and your husband sign it. You only got to get eight other signatures and the page is full. You sign at the bottom after the last person signs the 10th signature. You certify that you circulated this petition. You put it in an envelope and you mail it to her. Folks, you can get this done in one day. You can go and knock on doors of your neighbors on your street, in your neighborhood. You can take it to work. You can take it to church on Sunday. You can get a sheet filled out in one day, put it in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and mail it to her. I'm begging, I'm pleading that you text me at 231-360-5140. Text me AX, A-X. I'll send you the link to the website. All you got to do is click on it. Volunteer. Ask Carla to mail you a sheet. Get it filled out. Sign it as the circulator. Put it in an envelope. Put a stamp on it. And mail it back to her. That's all I'm asking you to do over the next 30 days. The end of this month, September, she's going to do a spot check, count, and see how many signatures she has, how many were short, and what we have to do in the early weeks of October next month. We got to get this across the finish line. We need to put it on the ballot. And if you talk to Carla or put a note on the volunteer box, tell her to send you a sheet for her governor's race as well. While they're signing to put Ax My Tax on the ballot, they can sign her petition to be governor. She has to collect 15,000 signatures for the governor's race, 600,000 for the ballot initiative. So again, please text me Ax. And I'll send you the information. I'll send you even the link to the YouTube video so you can hear the commercial and have it on your phone. You can forward it to your friends, get them to join us. We're only asking for one sheet. If you want to do more, that's great, but one sheet, that's all I'm asking you to do. I've done three sheets myself already. I did it one Saturday afternoon outside the post office in Elk Rapids. Got there early in the morning, and as people were coming out from getting their post office box mail or going to the counter, I'm collecting signatures to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Well, how are we going to fund schools and firemen and police officers? Well, under this proposal, counties would get more revenue sharing from Lansing. Instead of keeping the money in Lansing and wastefully spending it, more money goes back to the counties here in our county of Antrim. Oh, that sounds good. Where do I sign? Takes like 30, 45 seconds of talking to people. You can get this done in one day, folks. Text me Ax. Again, 231-360-5140. Just text me Ax. And I'll send you the link to the website, and I'll send you a link to the YouTube video of the radio commercial. Greatly appreciate you guys. I want you to hold up Erica Kirk and her children in your prayers today, tonight. Pray for the family. Pray for Turning Point USA. Pray for the youth of our country. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memory caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you.